KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Wellcove, Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. The Atlantic City Council will hold a special session this evening at City Hall, and during their 5:15 p.m. meeting, they'll discuss the goals for the city and vision for the next 5 years. There will also be an opportunity for a public forum. Well, the Creston Police Department reports two arrests were made on Tuesday. 63-year-old Donald Barnes of Creston was arrested at around 9:15 a.m. for harassment in the third degree. And 36-year-old Bobby Joe Wilson of Creston was arrested at around 1:30 p.m. at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were released on a promise to appear later in court. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says deputies engaged in a pursuit Saturday that entered the county from Page County. Authorities were notified about the pursuit at around 6:30 p.m. Page County authorities had pursued the vehicle north of Newmarket. The vehicle was a 2003 silver BMW, and for a short time, location of that vehicle was unknown before deputies with Taylor County found it north of Newmarket on Badger Avenue near the intersection with 205th Street. Deputies then pursued the vehicle south on Badger. The car went into Newmarket at speeds of 90 to 100 miles per hour. The pursuit continued east from Newmarket on 220th to Diamond Avenue and then south onto State Highway 2 before heading eastbound. The BMW eventually started to slow down. Authorities think it may have run out of fuel near the intersection of Highway 2 and Franklin Avenue. Car came to a stop on the shoulder near the intersection of those two roads. Three juveniles were identified in the car. Two of the juveniles were taken into custody. One was charged with possession of a controlled substance and released to their parents. The other juvenile, Brett Eichemeyer of Clarinda, was charged with eluding and detained at the juvenile detention facility in Eldora until being released to his father. Additional traffic citations are likely to be filed in the case. The driver of a semi-trailer was sent to a hospital after his vehicle struck an Interstate 29 overpass in Iowa. The crash happened Tuesday morning at the Port Neal interchange near Salix. A sand silo being carried by the semi-trailer struck the bottom of the overpass. The silo went into the median and hit two parked cars. The semi continued on for about 100 feet and hit a construction crane. The driver was taken to a local hospital, but additional information on his condition was not released. The crash affected traffic for the southbound lanes for several hours. A non-injury accident was reported to authorities in Montgomery County Monday. Sheriff's officials said Tuesday Michael Allen Williams told them that he was traveling west on 148th Street in a 2002 Ford Ranger pickup Monday when he met an eastbound Jeep White Cherokee with a U.S. Postal Service logo on it that failed to yield half the road. Williams said when he took evasive action, he ended up driving into the north ditch, and the right side of his pickup scraped the ditch embankment, causing an unknown dollar amount of damage. Williams told authorities the Jeep continued eastbound. Deputies in Montgomery County contacted officials of the post office who looked into their records and said there were no mail carriers on that particular road, and they spoke to all their local carriers with vehicles that matched the description of the one given or close to it. The investigation into the alleged incident is complete, and unless new information is uncovered, there will be no further action. Well, from October 5th through October the 10th, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit participated in the Heart of America Police Dog Association's certification process in Manhattan, Kansas. The certification was attended by about 25 K-9 teams from Kansas, Missouri, and Iowa. During the week, the K-9 team consisted of K-9 Rage and Deputy Kent Grease were certified in numerous areas of police work, including tracking, narcotics detection, article search, suspect search, obedience, and handler protection. Rage and Deputy Grease passed all of the certification scenarios without any issues. On the last day of certification, the two certified K-9 judges created a difficult scenario involving a barricaded subject inside of a commercial building. The K-9 teams were tasked with safely apprehending the suspect while navigation obstacles presented to them throughout the scenario. Upon completion of the scenario, judges graded each team's performance and awarded first, second, and third place trophies. The Guthrie County K-9 Rage and Deputy Kent Grease were awarded second place for their efforts at that event. And the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office wants to thank all who have donated to the K-9 unit, and they appreciate all the well wishes that have been offered after their K-9 Rage's recent emergency surgery. They say he's doing well and is back to full duty. Well, child care professionals working in daycare or preschool centers and home child care providers are being invited to attend a workshop in Ottawa that's being offered by ISU Extension and Outreach in Montgomery County. The Color Me Healthy program is a two-hour training that guides child care providers in fun ways to keep preschoolers moving and eating healthy. The training will be held Monday, November 17th from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. at the Monona County Extension in Ottawa. Renee Schwiers, ISU Extension and Outreach Nutrition and Health Program Specialist and the program presenter, says Color Me Healthy is a hands-on training that's a lot of fun. The participants learn activities to do with preschoolers that promote healthy eating and being active. In addition, each child care center or home will receive a Color Me Healthy curriculum kit, so they'll have all the tools they need to do the activities in their own child care setting. For more information or to register online, you can follow the same link under the same story at the news tab at KJAN.com or call Monona County ISU Extension and Outreach at 712-423-2175. The costs for the program are being covered in part by Early Childhood Iowa of Monona, Shelby, and Harrison counties. Sioux City will install security cameras in its 17 elementary schools and update cameras in the middle and high schools. Officials say the move will help to ensure the security of students and staff. Technology Director Neil Schroeder of the Sioux City School District says the elementary schools currently do not have security cameras installed in their buildings. On Monday, the school district approved an agreement with Midwest Alarm to set up 8 cameras in each elementary school. Under the agreement, the company would also update more than 200 of the devices in the middle schools, high schools, and other district buildings. The project is expected to cost $454,000. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.